Is there a better way to treat anxiety and depression for patients with cancer? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, C. Michael White, distinguished professor and chair of pharmacy practice at the University of Connecticut School of Pharmacy, considers the question.
About 10 to 20% of patients with cancer develop anxiety or depression, but standard antidepressant drugs are not very effective. In a systematic review of 5 clinical trials, patients with advanced cancer underwent 1 or 2 psychedelic therapy sessions. They experienced reductions in depression scores of about 33% and reductions in anxiety scores of about 20% versus placebo. This led 50 to 60% of patients who received a single high-dose psilocybin session to achieve clinical remission for depression and anxiety in one study. Importantly, these anxiety and depression benefits were still maintained 6 months later. Since psychotherapy enhanced with psychedelics like MDMA, the active ingredient in ecstasy, and psilocybin, the active ingredient in hallucinogenic mushrooms, have previously been shown to positively impact post-traumatic stress disorder, while traditional antidepressants are not as effective, it is possible that the trauma associated with the diagnosis and treatment for cancer leads to the anxiety and depression. There are 3 main limitations in these studies. First, patients with a history of psychedelic use could enroll and skew the results. Second, it's almost impossible to blind these studies since the placebo does not provide vision or color changes like the psychedelics. Finally, as people are processing their trauma instead of repressing it during one of their sessions, the catharsis leads to marked elevations in blood pressure. Future studies should be limited to psychedelic-naive patients. Psychedelics should be compared directly against standard antidepressants, and people with significant cardiac disease should be excluded.
That was C. Michael White of the University of Connecticut. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.